This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, we have the compilation of CNN being totally fake news. Let's go and enjoy the absolute madness and nonsense that is fake news CNN.
I want to see an honest press. But I started off today by saying that it's so important to the public to get an honest press. The press, the public doesn't believe you people anymore.
Since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization,
not you.
Can you give us a chance?
Your organization is terrible.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization is terrible. Let's go.
Ask a question, sir.
Go ahead.
Sir.
Quiet. Quiet.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead. She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
Gets it, you know. Look, when I go to rallies, they turn around, they start screaming at CNN. They want to throw their placards at CNN, you know.
The American closest allies were frustrated with you and angry with you, and that you were angry with them, and that you were leaving here early to go meet for more friendlier talks with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. And I'm wondering if you view it the same way, and do you view the U.S. alliance system shifting under your presidency away?
Who are you with, I'm curious?
CNN.
I figured. Fake news, CNN. The worst. But, you know, I could tell by the question. I have no idea you were CNN after the question. I was just curious as to who you're with. You were CNN.
Can I just ask you, thank you very much, Mr. President.
Where are you from?
BBC.
Okay. Here's another beauty.
It's a good line. Impartial, free, and fair.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. President.
Just like CNN, right?
Yeah, just because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
Go ahead.
Now what? This is America, and you can believe whatever you want to believe. 18% of the public says they've seen or been in the presence of a ghost. I mean, whatever.
I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
Mr. President, will you stop calling us the enemy of the people, sir?
They're very dishonest people. In fact, in covering my comments, the dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people. The fake news. They dropped off the word fake. And all of a sudden, the story became the media is the enemy. They take the word fake out. And now I'm saying, oh, no, this is no good. But that's the way they are.
I'm having a good time. Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people. But, I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it. But tomorrow the headlines are going to be, Donald Trump rants and raves. I'm not ranting and raving.
Fake news is the worst thing that you can call a journalist. It's like an ethnic disparagement. Now, you know, we all have these ugly words for people. That's the one for journalists.
Can we ask you some more questions, sir?
This is not really wrong. You know, I like real news. I'm making you feel
good. Thank you, everybody.
We are in a rigged system. And a big part of the rigging are these dishonest people in the media. If you look at the hatred, sometimes somebody gets, well, you look at your show that goes on at 10 o'clock in the evening. You just take a look at that show. That is a constant hit. The panel is almost
it's always exclusive. It's the greatest president in modern history. His attacks on the fake media are so glorious, so justified, and we just love President Trump for it. That compilation is going to be up on the Alex Jones channel. Share it far and wide. CNN is very fake news.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you right from the left coast in Los Angeles. You know me as a frequent guest of Alex, also filmmaker of recent films in the Alex Jones store, Trump, the Art of the Insult, There's No Place Like Utopia, and of course the classic now, Dreams for My Real Father. We will be taking calls later. It's 877-789-2539, 1-877-789-ALEX. Now, we have a lot to be thankful for. Here we are in the middle of July. 4th of July was last week. Check out this photo of me. This is here in Malibu, California, from the filming of There's No Place Like Utopia. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, God bless America. It's been a glorious 4th of July. It would not have been a happy day if Hillary were president. We would have had rule by executive order, bad economy, overtaxation, overregulation, no jobs, Obamacare, open borders, inner city crime, attacks on police, race division, corruption of the legal system. Imagine that Hillary was president and we have two radical leftist judges on the Supreme Court. We could have just kissed our Constitution goodbye if Hillary was president. Of course, Hillary would pursue Obama's pro-Russia policies, pro-Iran, TTP. The United States would have been finished. We almost witnessed, very close, in this last election, what Ronald Reagan was talking about. Let's play that video of Ronald Reagan, very seminal moment. Play the Reagan video.
They remind us that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. You and I must protect and preserve freedom here, or it will not be passed on to our children, and it will disappear everywhere in the world.
So we almost descended into permanent liberal fascism under Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, Pelosi. There never would have been another free election. I want to give you my take on the Peter Strzok hearings. Some things were talked about that I think people kind of missed. Very important. Let's play the first video, the Strzok bias video.
Testimony is Bob Mueller did not kick you off because of the content of your text. He kicked you off because of some appearance that he was worried about. Sure.
My testimony, what you asked and what I responded to, was that he kicked me off because of my bias. I'm stating to you it is not my understanding that he kicked me off because of any bias, that it was done based on the appearance.
Now, this was actually true. This was the one thing that Peter Strzok said where he wasn't lying, and I think everyone missed it. There are 13 Democrats on the Mueller special counsel probe, and they're all completely biased. The only problem that Mueller had with Strzok is because he was stupid enough to text his bias, and it gave the appearance of bias. It was a public display of bias. That was the only problem that Mueller had with Peter Strzok. And that is a very important distinction that I think people missed. Let's play the next video on the Tennessee congressman, very embarrassing because I'm from Tennessee, talking about Peter Strzok deserving a Purple Heart. Let's play that one. Purple Heart for Peter Strzok.
If I could give you a Purple Heart, I would. You deserve one. This has been an attack on you in a way to attack Mr. Mueller and the investigation that is to get at Russia collusion involved in our election.
So we saw about 8 years of Obama and what was really stealth radical socialism. Don't forget, Obama ran as a mainstream candidate. He said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. Marriage is between man and a woman and God. I'll obey the Constitution. Of course, then he went and pursued a radical agenda that no one voted for and tried to kind of keep quiet about it. Now the Democrats are back into open revolution. They tried to keep it quiet for some years, but they're just calling for the most radical policies. And so today the Democrat Party is a radical socialist party in the open. And I believe that's why, despite most people very pleased with Trump's economy and things that are getting done, I think America remains in grave danger, because there'll be elections one day that the Republicans will lose. They could mess up the economy. There could be corruption. Don't forget voter fraud by Democrats. And the next time Hillary or Cory Booker, one of these guys, gets into power, they're not going to leave it up to bumbling idiots like Peter Strzok or phony dossiers. They will no doubt take care of the next election and not allow a free election. Now, I wrote an article in American Thinker a week ago last Friday that went totally viral. It came out on Friday, and Michael Goodwin from the New York Post pretty much copied it on Sunday, and the Drudge Report picked it up. Let's show that Drudge headline. Drudge had it for a full day last Sunday that Hillary is running again in 2020. Now, Michael Goodwin didn't give me credit, but that's typical. But the main point is that I wanted to share a view that was able to get out there. And it was picked up by many other news outlets, Fox and many others, and it was really been continuing all week. And I make the case that Hillary is running for president again in 2020. And I'm going to walk you through this and tell you why this is happening. Later on, we're going to bring on Daniel Greenfield from Front Page Magazine. He's going to talk about some of his incredible articles, but I'm going to walk you through this scenario. First thing I'm going to point out is you have to really understand Hillary Clinton and how the Clintons never quit, how they think and why they never quit. Her life mantra, which she's repeated and written about for years, is this lesson she says her mother taught her about what defines you in life is not getting knocked down. It's about how you get back up. So let's play this Hillary mom story. She tells it over and over. Let's play the video.
You know, I was pretty shy. I was a kind of reserved little girl. And
really?
I would go outside to play. And literally, I would get knocked down and pushed around by all the little kids. I ran back in crying, and my mother met me at the door. And she said, you go right back out there and stand up for yourself.
So this is the story Hillary tells. And for her, the defeat by Trump was the ultimate calling that she has to fulfill this destiny and show that she can get back up. The Clintons never quit. Doesn't matter the adversity. Whitewater, Ken Starr, impeachment, Chinagate, Benghazi, email server scandal. You could fill up pages. And you also have to ask yourself, how come the Clintons have a rap sheet that would make Al Capone blush and they never go to jail? It's because they never give up. The minute the Clintons quit politics is the minute they risk prosecution. They know the only way to stay out of jail is to frighten the jailers. Remember, Lisa Page wrote Peter Strzok, be careful when you interview Hillary, she's going to be president. This is how they all feel. So the idea that she has the potential to be in power frightens anybody who has any crime on the Clintons. Now, of course, other than running for president, she has nothing else to do. She's not taking yoga classes anymore, and Chelsea's wedding is over. So look at her history. She's been running for president since 1992, and since she lost in 2016, only by a few votes in a few states, She really has ramped up the campaign from Ireland to Australia to India. The campaign continues, and the message remains the same. Donald Trump is racist and sexist, and his deporters are absolutely deplorable. Let's play the video of her in India from a few weeks ago. Hillary in India.
Map of the United States. There's all that red in the middle where Trump won. I won the places that represent two-thirds of America's gross domestic product. I won the places that are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward, and his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards. You know, you didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeeding more than you are. Whatever your problem is, I'm going to solve it.
So this is what Hillary's up to. She's preaching continually. She won the 2016 election by 3 million votes, except for that damn Constitution thing. And Russia, 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 she was robbed of her rightful place in history. And today's indictments against mysterious Russians just feeds into that. So we'll be right back. We're going to talk more about Hillary 2020 and Daniel Greenfield coming up at the bottom of the hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert from Los Angeles, right from the left coast, continuing to talk about Hillary 2020, my article in American Thinker that went viral all week, picked up by New York Post, Fox News, everybody's talking about it. I'm going to talk now about her path to the nomination. Daniel Greenfield, Front Page Magazine, coming up bottom of the hour. Every candidate has to demonstrate a path to the nomination. How can they get there? Hillary is actually the only candidate on the Democrat side with a plausible path to the nomination. And here's how it goes. In the primaries, Hillary, just with her name recognition and her loyal voters, which she has a lot of them, can get an easy 25% of the vote, while the anti-Hillary vote will be split amongst about 10 other candidates at about 5 or 10% each. Now, this is the same formula that Trump accomplished on the Republican side in 2016. He had a solid base of supporters, and in each primary, he would win it because he had the solid base. Every time someone else dropped out, he'd pick up about half their supporters, and the rest would be split amongst the rest. So this is a realistic pass for Hillary. That's number one. Secondly, she's the only candidate with big money-raising potential. She's had a mechanism for raising money for 30 years. And don't forget, she has $1 billion stashed away in the Clinton Foundation for just such a rainy day. You didn't really think that all that Russian oligarch money, Uranium One money, went to hungry children in Haiti, you know, did you? The next thing is the media. They're going to celebrate Hillary. They're going to give her $10 billion of free media earned advertising. And they'll say that she doesn't back down. She was robbed by the Russians. She has unfinished business. She's going to break the glass ceiling, round two between Hillary and Trump. She's doing it for women. And the MSM journalists, they want jobs in a Clinton administration. So look for the media to support this effort as well. Also, the Electoral College heavily favors Democrats. She knows that. And deep state leftists are probably going to help her from inside the government, leaking things about Trump. Don't forget that Tom Arnold has been bragging, the actor has been bragging about having some stupid thing that Trump might have said years ago on a tape somewhere. And leftists are registering voters every day in these swing states. Age is not a factor for Hillary because she's about the same age as Trump. And she knows she has to run. It forces her to run this time because when she's 77 in 2024, she'll definitely be rejected, probably for a younger ethnic candidate, someone like Joe Biden said about Obama, who's articulate and clean and probably even more radical. So while Hillary knows it will be an uphill battle to face Trump, she sees that she has to position herself and that she has a chance. Don't forget, she has the same opportunity with the DNC. The DNC is broke because they spent $12 million paying off Russians to write fictional short stories for $300,000 per page, the most money ever paid for a fictional 35-page short story. So she can offer the DNC again. We'll fund you if I can call the shots on the debates, the primaries, everything. Her pal Tom Perez, she placed him at the head of the DNC. So everything is set up for Hillary to make this comeback, and you're also going to see that any potentially good Democrat candidates are going to say, wait a minute, Trump is a little too tough to beat, Hillary's going to be tough. She's got the money. I think I'll wait till 2024. So that leaves Hillary with a bunch of publicity hounds and a clear path to the nomination. I'm sure the rest of the Democrats would like to also use that to clear out the old guard, Hillary, Pocahontas, crazy Bernie, Biden, and be able to start this new radical party based on younger people like the girl in New York. Now, how else could Hillary defeat Trump? Let's play my video called Early Vote. This is the Democrat Party voter fraud formula. Let's take a look at Early Vote, how they do it.
Do you know if the illegal immigrants vote?
Yes, they do vote.
They do?
Yes.
How's that possible?
Well, it's very easy. You go to these supermarkets and you see these people that are registering people to vote and they can't even speak English. And they sign them up to register to vote. They get mail-in ballots. And then they just mail them back off. There's no way of tracking them.
Here in Illinois, we've got early vote. And in a lot of the states, in Ohio, Florida, Nevada, and Colorado, you do it on your own time, and it's really convenient. We're recruiting and training Latino organizers. We're holding Latino voter registration drives across America. We will transform this nation.
So that was an excerpt from There's No Place Like Utopia from my film, where you can just see how the Democrats operate. Early vote, vote by mail. You know, voting online is what they're pushing for. No voter ID. Of course, Obama got elected to state senate originally in Chicago because every cemetery voted. They have all 3.5 million people in America are on the voting registration, even though they're dead. So the potential for voter fraud is the biggest thing that they believe in, including George Soros and his gang operating the voting machines. So there's a lot of ways that Hillary sees a path to victory. So that's why I say get ready for Hillary 2020, because she will try everything to win the White House. Don't forget, in 2016, she did not concede. Even though she lost, she wouldn't concede because they were holding back certain numbers of votes in certain swing states to see if it would bridge the gap. Only when she realized it was too much, she went ahead and conceded. So all Hillary needs is about 300% of the vote in 5 counties in 3 swing states. 300% of the vote. And by the time the Republicans or anybody figures out, wait a minute, how can you get 3 times the number of human beings located in that county? The new Democrat Attorney General, Keith Ellison, will call everybody racist and put us on a hate speech watch list. So I say get ready for Hillary 2020. She believes she's on the right side of history. She believes she represents our values. Don't forget, she, like her radical mentor Saul Alinsky, she believes that the ends justifies the means. And patriots will have to rally once again to save America from a final defeat at the hands of a now openly radical Democrat Socialist Party led by Hillary Clinton. And if she wins, they're not going to fool around, as I said, with text messages and dossiers. They'll see to it that there is never another free election. 2012 was not a free election. Obama used the IRS to suppress the conservatives, break up the Tea Party movement. 2016, DOJ, IRS, try to stop Trump. And if he does get elected, to be able to impeach him, and they're still working at it today. So the radical left are anti-American, anti-Democrat, and Hillary Clinton will likely be their leader. We'll be right back with Daniel Greenfield in the next segment.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties.
Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, filmmaker, right here in Southern California, coming to you live. I want to welcome now from Front Page Magazine, frontpagemag.com, one of the most brilliant writers of our time. You've got to read all those fantastic articles, brilliant analysis. You should be checking it every day. Let's welcome Daniel Greenfield to the Alex Jones Show. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Joel. Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, great to have you. Well, your articles have been read and tweeted all over the place for years. Let's take some of the more recent ones and kind of get your take, starting with one of these recent ones. You called it, I love the title, the Maxine Waters Marxist Minstrel Show. And you called her the political blackface of the white left.
Now, she said that civility is racist. Tell us, Daniel, why is civility racist or why is it not racist, and what is she doing as this Marxist minstrel out there?
Well, anything that the left doesn't like is racist. We already all know that. And so the left, which is largely white, finds it very useful to take these black radicals and use them as a front for their violence, for their attacks. If you actually look at the history of race riots in this country, it goes back to communist agitators very deliberately going into black communities, finding some people, starting riots, and then claiming that there's a revolution going on. So absolutely nothing has changed since then. Black Lives Matter is just the latest incarnation of the same exact program. And it's very useful to take people like Maxine Waters, who does not live anywhere near where her constituents do, who is making a lot of money, even though she has absolutely nothing in the way of a real election challenge, and then send her out there, call for violence, call for harassment of people who disagree with her, and then when she's called out on that, right away they claim, well, people just can't handle a strong black woman. But if you actually look at the rally in Los Angeles, where she issued this call for harassing Trump administration cabinet members, everybody around her is white, because that's the real truth about the left. It's political blackface. You've got a whole bunch of white lefties who are the ones who actually go out and kill people, who attack people. And then you've got a few of these token black people who are there as radicals, who are there to provide cover because they're the oppressed. You know, Maxine Waters, who's a millionaire, is very oppressed.
Well, it seems like the ultimate evil that white communists would manipulate black people. You got to ask, why would these black people participate in this? You've probably seen my movie in the Alex Jones store, Dreams from My Real Father. And I show that Obama's real father was the black Bolshevik named Frank Marshall Davis out of Chicago. And his job was to, as a journalist, was to try to recruit black people into the communist movement. Now, at the time, black people were no fools. They were religious people. They believed in love thy neighbor. They didn't like the Marxist idea of the war between classes. They believed in peace and love. Davis was sent to Hawaii by the Soviet Union. He was a Russian agent. I maintain in my film that he was Barack Obama's not only his mentor, that Obama admits raised him and I believe radicalized him. That was his real father. But then Obama goes back to Chicago in 1982, follows in Frank Marshall Davis's footsteps. The white communists recruit him to penetrate the black church groups through that Developing Communities Project to try to get them into the socialist groups. Why are these black people that seem intelligent, like Obama, cooperating with the communist white agenda to manipulate other blacks?
Well, you mentioned Obama. He's a perfect example. He's completely inauthentic. He had nothing to do with the black community. Even aside from the whole racial issue, this was a guy who had been raised in privilege. And even in his various memoirs, which, as you've documented, are very dubious and very shaky, he talks about having to somehow penetrate the black community, get some sort of sense of a black identity, because it was not natural to him. Father Flagler's talked about how Obama had to go to these churches to try and pass himself off as Christian because he really was not part of it. He was not part of that world. He was not authentically black. And when you look at these black radical leaders, I mean, on the extreme end, you have Sean King and Black Lives Matter, who's basically white as far as anybody can tell. And actually, the original founder of the Nation of Islam is also believed to have been a white man. If you look at actually the old NAACP leaders, some of these people are basically indistinguishable from white. But even today, the black leaders that they trot out for the camera, because it's harder now, everybody's on television, you can't just take a white guy and say he's black. Even if you look at them now, a lot of these people are very much outside the black community, and even the people who came out of the black community, they're quickly detached from it. Like Maxine Waters, who lives very far from the black community, she lives in a very nice mansion. When you look at these leaders of the black urban areas, they don't live in the districts that they represent.
Well, you've been part of the David Horowitz Freedom Center for some time, and I know that David Horowitz has many initiatives where he's trying to expose the lie of the left and how they're using the black community. What kind of progress do you think he's made, especially since Trump has been in office and he started out by saying, well, what do you got to lose? These communities where inner cities, urban America has been controlled by Democrats 50, 60 years, violence, poor education, drug culture, no fathers in the home. What progress do you think Trump is making and your organization is making to get this message out?
One of the big ideas that David Horowitz set out was that we actually have to engage with the black community, and a lot of mainstream Republicans were very happy to just ignore them and to just let them divide them as a Democrat voting bloc. And his idea was you have to actually go into these inner cities, you actually have to expose the crime, the corruption, and you actually have to offer solutions. So one of his solutions was school vouchers, because the Democrat infrastructure is built in no small part on these municipal unions. The teachers are one of the biggest of the unions. Teachers and nurses unions are a huge chunk of the Democrat infrastructure. They fund the money, they push the money right back, they take money out of the schools, and they put it into the Democrat Party. And he said you need vouchers, and this is something that's been part of the Trump administration program. You need school vouchers, and then actually you set free Black communities. They're not dependent on these broken schools that teach their kids nothing but how to be leftists. And so they're actually empowered to control their own education. They're empowered to send their kids to Christian schools, to church, to schools that will actually teach them values instead of destroying their value systems.
Okay, very good. All right, let's go on to the next article you wrote. It's called Never Trumpers Are Jumping the Shark. George Will, Bill Kristol, John Kasich, the Bush family, even sometimes the new media darling Ben Shapiro, all never Trumpers. What is a never Trumper, and what is their logic in their head as supposedly lifelong Republicans that they're still rejecting this president and his agenda?
So there are never Trumpers who genuinely oppose Trump, and you know, in any election there will be people who have different views. And there are these people whose entire agenda was to undermine the Republican Party, to undermine the conservative movement, and they did that by pretending to be within the conservative movement. They did it by pretending to be Republicans, by saying, we just oppose this on principle. And now when these people are coming out, like Max Boot, like George Will, and they're coming out and saying, we want the Democrats to win, that means they were never Republicans to begin with. They were Democrats who were operating from within. And now they're actually exposing themselves, which is a huge game changer, because a lot of these people really defected once Trump began to win, and Trump has exposed them. He's forced them to come out and say, we want the Democrats to win. And this actually removes a lot of the fake conservative activists who have actually been slowing down and crippling the movement.
Well, how shocked were you, or were you not shocked, that John McCain, who campaigned for years against Obamacare, was the deciding vote in keeping Obamacare? Was that surprising to you?
Oh, I mean, I was completely shocked. The guy who went out to the border and shot this commercial, build a dang wall, turned out also to be for illegal immigration. He turned out to completely disagree with all the things he kept saying every 6 years that he ran for office. This was an absolutely open secret. This is something that has infuriated conservatives over the years. But we had this idea that McCain was untouchable. He's a war hero. We can't say anything critical about him. And then Trump came in and said something critical about him and got away with it, which was a huge game changer. And now all that's left is this kind of wake for McCain's career, this pretense that he was some sort of hero. The reality is that McCain was a complete disaster. He betrayed family members. He betrayed the voters over and over again. He lied to them. And now he's going out lying to them.
Well, so you're saying that essentially Trump has exposed the Democrats, the rhinos within the Democrat, within the Republican Party, and essentially they're all being filtered out, including Bob Corker and others that were just so liberal, who just happened to run as Republicans, that were probably preventing the Republican agenda from proceeding all those years. We're going to be right back with another segment with the great Daniel Greenfield from Front Page Magazine. We're going to talk about his next article, Sex, Lies, and the Deep State. And we'll take a few calls, as well as talk about the Democrat 4th of July statement. We'll be right back to the Alex Jones Show.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after
about 3 days, I said, maybe, you know, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert in Los Angeles, coming to you right from the left coast. We're talking to from frontpagemag.com, Front Page Magazine, from the David Horowitz Freedom Center, Daniel Greenfield, the brilliant writer, so many great articles every day. We're going through some of his recent pieces. This next one is called Sex, Lies, and the Deep State, What the Affairs of the Deep State Tell Us About. Now, Daniel, we've got alleged affairs like President Trump and prostitutes in Moscow. We have alleged affair of Stormy Daniels and President Trump. And then we've got actual affairs like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. First of all, is this a personal relationship or political affair? And what does this mean for the deep state?
The interesting thing is that it's both. It's a political affair and it's a personal affair. We just saw Strzok's testimony that he gave, but there's another level to it. I mean, Congressman Louie Gohmert challenged him on the whole "you were cheating on your wife" thing. And but at the same time, he's being investigated for effectively cheating on the state, cheating on the FBI, cheating on the government. The thing is, he was doing both at the same time, and that's the very interesting angle that we actually saw. So Assistant FBI Director McCabe, who was a close Clinton ally, actually used Lisa Page, the guy that Strzok was sweeping with, as a liaison to bypass the chains of command, the level, the various tiers of the FBI, in order to actually get information directly from Strzok about the investigation. Now, when Strzok testified, he was very self-righteous. He said, we have all these multiple tiers. All these people would be watching. They would not allow me to do something like this. But the reality is, because of his personal affair, he was actually able to get past a lot of these tears and report directly to McCabe using the woman he was having an affair with. And this is an example of how the two things interrelate. They combine together. The adultery, the personal adultery, is also a political adultery. These people are not just cheating on their wives. They're also cheating on America.
Well, another interesting affair. It's not an adulterous affair, but it's Bruce and Nellie Orr. Some information just came out that Peter Strozek admitted that it was Bruce Orr of the DOJ, number four, who brought information from Fusion GPS through his wife, Nellie Orr. By the way, I went to high school with Bruce Orr. I know Bruce since I'm 6 years old, and it was really a shock to see him involved in this kind of treason against the United States. That's the high school photo I pulled. How does Bruce and Nellie Orr, their political affair or their personal relationship, turning into a political affair to undermine the United States?
It's a very interesting situation because when you look at foreign intelligence agencies, one of the things they do is they go after the spouses. The spouses are a link. That's what Fusion GPS, the Hillary campaign, the deep state was doing in this case. They were using the spouses and the mistresses to route money to engage in political influence. So Fusion GPS hired Bruce's wife, and that delivered money into the family. So you had a DOJ official, a top DOJ official, being bribed by the Clinton campaign through multiple layers of separation. And without this investigation, we wouldn't even know this. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. But you see this with the two affairs that I mentioned in my article, James Wolfe and Ali Watkins, who was a New York Times reporter, currently is a New York Times reporter. We see this with the Orrs. We see this with a variety of cases here where they actually are using the spouse because the spouse isn't working for the government, or if the spouse is working for the government, she's working at a low level of responsibility, or she's outside the government entirely. And so you can use her. You can use her to get the key government officials in order to get them to do what you want, in order to relay information back and forth. And this is a very disturbing trend because this is something that foreign intelligence agencies normally do. And here you have this conglomeration, the Clinton campaign, figures in the media and elsewhere who are actually operating like a foreign intelligence agency on American soil.
Okay, let's take a quick call from Dean in Niagara Falls. You had a question about Peter Strzok. Go ahead for Daniel Greenfield. Okay, Dean, are you there? Okay, we're going to move on to the next article. It's called The Democrat Party 4th of July Statement, America Sucks. Thomas Perez wrote, as we celebrate our nation's independence, we recognize that America's promise remains out of reach. Women, healthcare, LGBTQ, people of color, disabilities, inequality, injustice. Everywhere we look, our fundamental values are under attack. Daniel, help us out. Why do Democrats hate America?
Well, think about it. The Democrats are the left. What's their whole basis for taking power? If America's great, who needs them? Who needs this revolution of theirs? To justify revolution, you have to say everything is horrible, everything is bad, things are miserable, we need to overthrow this murderous system that is just starving babies to death on the border and replace it with us. So that's their whole concept. It's their whole worldview. They have to say that America is terrible. If they admit that things are good, nobody needs them anymore. So this is what the left always does. The left says that things are absolutely terrible when we're not in power. Of course, when they're in power, things are really great. Just ask the Cubans or the Venezuelans.
Yeah, well, they compare America to this perfect socialist utopia. They say it doesn't hold up, so we have to tear it down and start over. Whereas I think most normal Americans, normal people, look at the rest of the world and we say, well, America has the opportunity, the freedom of religion, as long as the police state isn't trying to tear us down. And we see America in a completely different light. When do you think it changed and how do you think it changed that the Democrat Party became so radicalized that they're now calling for literally open revolution?
Well, you know, back in the day, Democrats stood for a lot of the things the Republicans stand now, at least officially. They were the states' rights party back in the day. Then they were taken over by the left, and there was a huge shift when that happened. The Democrats used to be a kind of a farmer's party. They used to be a party of people who had been overlooked. That's the image they still want, but in practice what happened was that they were taken over by powerful left-wing elites, particularly in urban areas. These elites disguised the takeover by enlisting minorities. They created political plantations for black people, for various other minority groups, and that way they could still claim to represent the oppressed, but in practice what they did was represent a small political interest class This class has its own political agendas. It has its own financial agendas. It's transnational. It doesn't believe in borders. It doesn't believe in states. It doesn't believe in nations, for that matter. And they disguise this transition under the guise of civil rights, under the guise of we're fighting for the oppressed. But in practice, they've become the oppressors.
Well, you're kind of echoing some of the points in my films that the radicals in the 60s were calling for open revolution. They bombed police stations, bombed government buildings, went to jail. It was so evil, nobody followed them. And when they came out of the underground in the early 80s, they taught the young radicals like Barack Obama, don't tell people about your Marxism, keep it to yourself, and take power, and then you'll throw everyone under the bus at a later stage. But now it seems that they're openly calling for the open revolution as they did back in the 60s. Let's go ahead. I think we do have Dean back on the line from Texas. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, Joe, how you doing, bud?
All right.
I want to appreciate the work that you do, man. Let me tell you, it's about research. Anyways,
go ahead with the question.
The Peter Strzok testimony yesterday. Now, we obviously see the hand that the left is doing, whether it be interrupting the congressmen in their questioning and stuff like that. But, where do we go forward from this now?
Thank you for the call. Daniel Greenfield, you saw the spectacle on the Peter Strzok testimony. You saw the Democrats cheering, offering him a purple heart. What are the dynamics that you saw going on, and what's next for either the Russia investigation or the Spygate investigation?
Well, Congress has a limited amount of power, especially with the Republican leadership in the hands of Paul Ryan. So what they can do is ask questions. They can subpoena documents, and there's going to be stonewalling by the DOJ, which is what we're seeing. And they can keep the focus on it, but in practice, they have only so much power. Their greatest thing that Congress can do is actually extract information. The real power is in the hands of the DOJ, unfortunately, and the DOJ is currently being run by people who have absolutely no interest in further uncovering the investigation. President Trump has a great deal of power to declassify information. He hasn't really properly unleashed it yet, in part because the infrastructure is so basically flawed. But as we continue unrolling this investigation, we're constantly learning new and important things. And it's a process. It's a process that makes people very understandably impatient because ultimately it's a lawyerism. You're gaining new facts, you're pulling out more documents, you're getting more testimony, you're getting more pieces of the puzzle put together. And it's a slow-going process, but at the same time, the things we're discussing on the show, the things we just discussed in these segments, came out of this investigation. We found that about all these connections within the DOJ. In order to clean up the DOJ, we need to know more about this. We need to know who's contaminated within the DOJ, within the FBI. We need to know who's taken money from Clinton allies. And we need to know that so we can actually clean house and rebuild an organization that's actually going to be able to press charges.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate your time. Daniel Greenfield from Front Page Magazine. Be sure to check out his articles almost every day. You'll find something brilliant and informative at frontpagemag.com. Everyone, keep your eyes on the ball. Keep your eyes on everything. This has been a great show. Right from the Left Coast, I'm Joel Gilbert. I'll see you next week for the fourth hour on Friday on Alex Jones Show.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.